You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today, we are speaking with Kojenwa Moit, CEO of Zebra Public Relations, a New York, Toronto, and Boston-based company that specializes in marketing, branding, and event planning for some of the world's most sought-after individuals and companies. Kojenwa, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you as well. We've certainly been looking forward to this. So to kick things off, tell us, what is public relations exactly for those that may be in a cloud there and not sure what it is? And what is the role of a publicist? A two-point question.
Great question. So we'll start by talking about what public relations is not. Public relations is not sales, right? So sales drives every business, that we know. Every business needs sales. No sales, no business. Public relations is about creating a beautiful image to the public about you or about your company. It's about forging relationships that are going to be long-lasting and sustaining, and to really give a positive image to people who are looking at your brand so that the experience is what they think it is. And I often say the brand is who you think you are and who the public thinks you are. If those two merge together, then you're pretty much on track.
How can one jumpstart their own PR if they don't have the funds or the money to hire a publicist?
Okay, so the role of a good publicist, I should mention, is someone who can make those connections for you, make that introduction for you, jump on the phone, call a reporter, call a blogger, and pitch you to the press, to the media, to people who want to get to know you. Ideally, your publicist is putting you in front of opportunities that make sense for you. If you are looking to jumpstart your public relations initiative and you don't have the money, let's say, you're going to start with your social media properties. You're going to start with either Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, in some cases Pinterest. I should mention that not every social media property is perfect for every individual or corporation. So if you are, let's say, an auto company, you may not want to present on LinkedIn, although your corporate profile might be present on LinkedIn. But insofar as how you display your images or your new vehicle, you may want to use Pinterest for that or even Instagram. So think about the social media properties that you're utilizing and go towards the love. So in other words, if your fan base is most active on Facebook, then you continue to feed Facebook. Whereas if your base is more active on Twitter, then that's really where you can communicate. There are lots of tools now that are available to you for creating ad campaigns. Of course, that does take some direction, right? You don't want to spend a fortune and not get the ROI that you're hoping to receive. But start with the social media campaigns on your own, spend a little bit, determine what the results are, analyze your results and your insights, and you should be on your way from there. Insofar as word of mouth media, you certainly want to appear at opportunities in which you can purvey information to others who need it. So if you are a carpenter, you don't want to go to meetup groups where other carpenters are, airing their grievances. You really want to go to a homeowners association where you can meet people who need your expertise.
Good stuff. Now, how does one know if they have hired the right publicist?
The right publicist should be able to connect with you at any time. Of course, there's a longstanding joke in PR is that we never sleep, but we do, and we need to, right? So a good publicist should highlight in the details of their contract how many hours you're entitled to. So much like an attorney, you're going to get a general sense of how much time you're entitled to based on what retainer arrangement you have with your publicist. So perhaps you have twice monthly strategic meetings, or perhaps you have an ongoing text arrangement, or maybe you're entitled to one call a week and one in-person meeting per month. Really get an assessment of what you're entitled to so that no boundaries are crossed and everybody kind of gets what they need out of the arrangement. A good publicist should be able to provide you a report with details for what they've submitted you to, what opportunities they've submitted you to, and be able to justify some of the fees that they're asking for. It's important to have that open line of communications that you are able to determine whether you're getting the most value for your buck.
And looking at the costs in this, what are the costs associated with hiring a publicist?
The costs truly range. Certainly, I live in New York City, but the rates and the fees associated with New York City lifestyle may not be the same rates associated with Colorado living. So the fees are sometimes commensurate with where you're living in the world. On the New York side, you can expect to pay anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 and anywhere up from there. Whereas in other parts of the states, you may start with a little bit lower, but certainly you need to think about your own budget and what availability you have to invest in your PR strategy, in your PR game, and really determine what your objectives are and whether your PR team can help you reach those objectives. So, for example, if you are looking to make inroads to, for example, we had a client that wanted to make inroads with a distributor, and so we put her in touch with the Home Shopping Network. That was valuable to her. So what she paid was equivalent to what her expectation was in delivering that deal to her. So you really, you know, want to think about what you have, what you have available to lay out for someone to work with so that they can do their work and you can focus on your own business.
Very helpful information in all regards. Today we are joined by Kojin Wamawik, CEO of Zebra Public Relations, a New York, Toronto, and Boston-based company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Kojin Wa, what can a good publicity campaign do for me in my business?
A good publicity campaign will get you out there. Imagine, just imagine if everybody knows you. What would you do if everybody knew you? What would you feel like if you said your name and someone said, oh, I know who you are? Imagine if somebody just knew your face and you were walking down the street. What would that feel like for you? So a good publicity campaign can do anything from exposing your brand to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. We always say at Zebra that we want to work with icons. We work with people who are presenting on CNN, on MSNBC, whose quotes have been placed in magazines ranging from Barron's to Inc. to, you know, go banking rates. So our work is to really get the most eyeballs and the most ears on your product. Just being on the show is a form of publicity, right? Because I think the ETN network has quite a large membership, right? I think you've got maybe 40,000 folks who are tuned in and who listen to business advice. So that's 40,000 more people that we're reaching out to every time we connect on these shows. So these are the tricks of the trade and the kinds of things that you do to ensure that you are visible.
And those numbers always are growing day in and day out. Tell us, what are some examples of a good and bad publicity campaign?
Oh, wow. So great publicity campaigns have ranged from Google. You know, we call them emotional ads because they really hit us in the heart. A company like Google might just start with a simple white screen and the name of the company. And all you see are letters being typed, those characters being typed in that rectangular search box. That is what Google is. That is their brand. That's what they do. They help you search and find things. And we always laugh today. We say people believe in God and Google. And it's true. You know, you ask somebody a question, you say, I'll Google it. So they really hit in our hearts, in our daily lives, and they've done a great job of managing their publicity, their campaign, just by word of mouth is what we call it. You know, Facebook, another example. Try to have a conversation throughout your day and listen to the amount of time somebody says Facebook in the day. And you'll find that, well, you tell me your results. Tweet me or Facebook me and let me know what your results are and how many times. And I just said the word, right? Twice now. So that's the kind of campaign that's a really, really amazing way to work. Other companies that have failed would be the city of Michigan with this Flint water crisis. Bad PR. You can't put lead in water and expect that people won't find out. And then the little babies have brain injuries after. It's not right. So you always have to do the right thing so that you get the result that yields the right opportunity, right? It's a give and take thing. And I follow a lot of thought leaders who talk about this. But you really have to put good out. Another example would be, we were laughing, you know, because Jeb Bush ended his campaign. He put the exclamation mark after Jeb to get people excited, but they were not excited. So something was inauthentic there. Many examples of car companies that are, faking how the brakes work and then you have deaths because of it, not good. So those are examples that we need to think about.
If you don't mind sharing, what are some of the companies and individuals that you represent?
So we have Dr. John Edmonds, who's a world economist. He does a lot of, he gives a lot of information and is a world economist for CNN in Chile, speaks Spanish, teaches at Babson. He's just done tons of press on bank rates and what money can do for you. Dr. Gans Ferrand is a psychologist who does a lot of Good Morning shows on CTV, Alberta Prime Time, and he's a psychologist that talks about stress, anxiety, and depression, and he helps you to solve through those issues. We've got Kevin Forrester, whose story is rather incredible, okay, and pled guilty to massive securities fraud and then is now teaching how to circumvent fraud and what you can do to help yourself. The list really goes on and on. Mildred Pierce was the wife of the DC sniper, and she's talking to women about abuse. So it's a plethora. I could go on, but certainly we should do this again, Eric.
Most definitely. Yeah, the list, I'm sure, has quite a few there to mention, but time prohibits that. Now, lastly, in conclusion, what are some publicity secrets? We'll definitely pay you later for that.
Publicity secrets. Wow. So that would include, I think, is authenticity is your best bet, right? So as long as you are authentic in your intention to put out something that people can benefit from. I always say you serve others. If you can help others do better, you're on the right track. That needs to be authentic with your brand. You have to connect, otherwise it doesn't work. The other thing is there are resources out there, such as free PR distribution outlets that you can present to that will put your publicity out for free if you want to. such as PR Log, I think, which I quite enjoy. I think it's prlog.org. So those are some of the publicity secrets. Sometimes you have a celebrity who, you know, you hire the paparazzi for, and one looking at it may not know that that's what it is, but it can be quite fun if you put on a show. So secrets like that are always what we talk about at Zebra.
Kojenwa, it certainly has been insightful without a question. We certainly do appreciate all the tips along the way as well. Where can listeners be in touch and also get more information about Zebra Public Relations?
Absolutely. So we just now have zebrapublicrelations.com, or if you're old school, then it'll be zebra.nu, N for Nancy and U for under, which is the Swedish extension. So zebrapublicrelations.com is where you'll find us. And you can tweet me, Facebook me. I'm at Kojenwa, typically, or at Zebra, Zebra_PR for Skype.
Once again, Kojenwa, we certainly do appreciate your time and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was such a pleasure.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Kojenwa Mowit, CEO of Zebra Public Relations, a New York, Toronto, and Boston-based company that specializes in marketing, branding, and event planning for some of the world's most sought-after individuals and companies. And for more information, simply visit zebrapublicrelations.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.